At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Interesting stat here. 72% of American women choose to take solo trips.
Really?
72% seems wild. 65% of women have taken a vacation without their partner. The stat that I don't see here, which is the one I'm really interested in, is how many moms have taken solo trips without their kids.
I would be very, very curious as to the age grouping of this, right? Because my mother has always taken solo trips, and I remember this very vividly. You know, she probably started after she was like 45 or 50, if I had to guess, right? Like, there was a certain time where she started doing it. But she's done it over the years, and she continues to do it.
I've never gone on a trip by myself ever in my life. And I've never lived by myself. You know, I've always met my husband in college, so that was kind of it. But there's this huge popularity and surge of mom solo trips. Like, there's these a whole list of where moms are going by themselves to recharge. And I was just talking to one of my girlfriends about this the other day. She's like, I'm never sitting by myself in silence with my own thoughts. And it's because you're constantly consuming content or chasing your kids or going to work. And you're constantly just going.
Thinking about what you need to do later that day, tomorrow, whatever it may be. There's always a plan instead of just quietly sitting.
So there's this list of places that are the best to go for mom solo trips.
Okay.
And there's everything from Napa Valley to the Dominican Republic to ranches in Italy, spas, and places to kind of find yourself and find solitude.
I'd be very cautious going to another country by myself.
Well, that's what I said.
Especially a place that's like a vacation.
Funny you should bring that up, Raven.
Okay.
Because as you know, Raven, my dream is to always go on an African safari.
Yes.
I've wanted to go on an African safari my entire life. It's you know, one of my bucket list things. Last week, I was in Disney World with my children and my husband. And if you've
ever
been.
He was there, too.
He was there, also there. And if you've ever gone on a trip that's as active as that with your family, you know that there are certain times where you break down.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you've had enough of these people that you love so dearly and you can't take it anymore.
Family vacations are tough.
Now, we are at Animal Kingdom and I am in my glory because we have just ridden the safari and it is close to Africa as I've ever gotten in my life.
It's my favorite.
Except we're in Orlando.
Yeah.
And it's basically a zoo, right?
Also my favorite spot, though.
Yeah.
Also my favorite spot.
Now, they want to leave because they want to go ride the rides and I want to go see the animals and I am frustrated and I am angry and I lose my mind. Now, we get home last night, and here's a conversation I have with my teenager, Hayden.
Hayden, remember when we were on vacation and I was really frustrated and I told you I was going by myself to Africa?
Yeah.
How did you feel about that?
It was okay, because I don't know if you meant it or not.
What if I wanted to go on a mom solo trip? How would you feel about that?
I mean, it would be kind of weird.
Why?
Because I don't know if you've ever gone on a trip by yourself.
I haven't, but what if I wanted to? It's a thing now.
I mean, where are you going on this mom solo trip?
Africa. It's a safari to see the giraffes and the elephants and tigers. Like the big five, they call it. I also want to go on a gorilla truck. I'm not sure if it's the same trip, but it's on my list.
I mean, you do you, I guess. Stay safe.
She doesn't mean that. She would be so mad. You know?
I mean, yeah, but, you know, it's good advice, too. Stay safe.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to go out there and you're going to do that, especially by yourself. You know, stay safe.
But you know what? I just want to know, if you've ever gone on a mom solo trip before, a solo trip at all, where did you go and did you enjoy it? Or if you're planning one, where do you want to go? 72% of American women are choosing to take solo trips, and a growing number of those women are moms. Mom solo trips are on the rise. And I've never done it before, but I'm curious. If you told the kids, don't worry, dad's in charge, or you know, grandma's got you, and you took off so you could get some me time. Where did you go, and how was it? Stephanie?
So this last weekend, actually, I took a four-day reprieve. I got really sick and ended up in the hospital.
Oh. So
I wouldn't necessarily recommend that, but it was the most quiet and most sleep I've had. So it's several years.
It's funny. My gosh, Anna, over the years, has said to me at least a half a dozen times that she would like to be hospitalized when she wasn't feeling well because she feels like she could get the best nap ever.
Well, because I don't have to take care of the kids. Because at that point, I know this sounds crazy, Stephanie, and you know it's weird to say it out loud, but somebody else is just taking care of you, and you can truly rest, and you'll be fed, and you'll be taken care of. As a mom, I get that. It's like it's a forced break.
Are you okay, Stephanie?
Right. Most importantly.
Yeah.
Totally fine. It was great not having to figure out what to do for dinner for 4 days.
Right?
I love that they're trying. Most people are dying to get out of the hospital, and you're asking, no, can I stay another day?
Oh, her mom's solo trip was to the emergency room.
Yeah. And I had my own room, so it was very peaceful.
You could watch TV. That Nobody was nice. Telling you what to watch. Oh, yeah. I get it. Steph, I'm with you. Remember when I got my colonoscopy?
I was just going to say, it was your favorite nap ever. Anna and Raven, who's this?
This is Mary Jane.
Mary, tell us about your solo mom trip.
I've been to Iceland by myself.
Wow.
I've been to Spain by myself.
Uh-huh.
I've been on 3 cruises by myself.
Oh, my gosh. Where is your partner?
It's working. Watching the kids.
Watching the kids.
And
if you were on a cruise and I'm home watching the kids 3 times.
Mary Jane, you are my spirit animal.
Three times.
Where are you going to go next?
Italy by myself.
Oh my gosh.
What is he doing? What did you do in Iceland? Did you go to the volcano? Did you go down in the mountain? What did you do?
Went and sat in the Blue Lagoon.
Oh,
it was
nice.
Awesome.
Yep. Good time.
And I'm going. He doesn't like to travel, so I go by myself.
That's
awesome.
Crazy.
I meet so many nice people. I always feel safe. I'm very careful. It's great.
Yeah.
It's like my mental health break.
I believe it, and everybody's saying it's good for you. Thanks, Mary Jane. Do you?
Do it.
Hey, Suzanne, did you take a mom solo trip, a girl solo trip, or are you taking one?
I've done a few. It's amazing. I've gone to Italy, and then I've just gone down to Florida a few times by myself just to sit at the beach and hang out.
That sounds amazing. Just imagine sitting on a beach lounger by the water and reading a book.
Yeah,
exactly.
My mom used to do Florida.
And then I went to Europe by myself because no one was interested in the things that I wanted to see. And it's just so nice because you can just get up in the morning and go, you know, explore, not have to be worried about if the other person likes it. So.
Did your kids care?
No, they didn't. They were like, you know, oh, my God, have fun. I said, you go. I asked them if they wanted to come. No one's interested right now.
You know what? Listen, I applaud you. The whole thing about going to see what you want to see, because no matter who you travel with, there's always some compromise, even if you love that person.
Well, it's true.
There's compromise.
Exactly.
The thing I hate the most about family trips is dinner. Waiting for other people to be ready. Figuring out where everybody wants to go. I just want a steak. Get out of my way.
I just feel like as a mom, you never have, like, you always do what the kids want to do.
Yes.
Right? So you don't really get that opportunity to actually.
We are the ones that compromise ourselves for everyone else.
Yes.
So the time to go away is necessary so that you can continue. Like, once a year is good because that's what gives me the mindset to continue and just come back happier.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.